But before I do any of that, as promised, we're joined right now by a cornerback for the Buffalo Bills, coming off a big game, a huge game in that win over the Ravens, 6 tackles. He also had an INT, and not just any INT, but a 101-yard interception return for a TD. It tied for the longest interception return in NFL playoff history. On the season, 94 tackles, 5 tackles for a loss, 3 quarterback hits, 1 pick 6. During the regular season, he was the 121st pick in the 2018 draft out of Weber State. It's time. The AFC Championship game, Buffalo at Kansas City. It's on CBS, 6:40 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday. Taron Johnson is my guest. Taron, it's great to have you on. Thanks for doing it. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, good. Listen, I know you're focused on Sunday, but could you just take us back one more time to last weekend and that pick six, because it's going to go down as one of the greatest plays in team history. Take me back before that play. What were you thinking, and then what were you seeing in Lamar Jackson when that play unfolded?
So the coach called cover 2. I seen Andrews at 3. I drop back into the seam. I read Lamar's eyes and find out where he's going with the ball and step in front of it.
Make it sound pretty easy, but I guess when you've done the work and you've got your ability, maybe you can make that play, and it's not that hard. The interception to me was great, but the return was even better. A lot of guys in your situation might just take a knee. You decided to take it out. What did you see at that point, and when did you realize you had a chance to house it?
So I actually was going to take a knee. I looked down at the ground, thought for a second, then looked up and figured I could get to the edge. I saw open grass and just took it, really. Number 8, Lamar was on me. I have my guy, Tre'Davious White, right next to me. I let him go in front of me and block Lamar. So it was an easy path to the end zone.
Taron Johnson is my guest. I mean, I'd love to have a conversation with you like in 10 or 15 years, because like you're in the moment, you're in the present, you're locked in, you've got work to do. But I'm talking to people who've played in Buffalo. I'm talking to fans. Like, they already know that's going to go down as one of the greatest plays in the history of that franchise, no matter what happens going forward. You probably don't feel that at this moment, or maybe you do, but I bet if you and I chop it up in 10 or 15 years, it's going to feel really differently. Like, do you have any sense of how big a play that was?
I don't know, you know. I'm just, like, focused on the next game, you know. I know it was a big play, you know. I know it was a big play, but I don't know how big it was.
I get it. What I'm hearing is you just want to help your team win, and that helped your team
exactly.
Win, and that's a good thing. I got you. All right, so you got Kansas City coming up. What's your sense? Are you going to assume, I know you never assume anything, but are you going to assume that Patrick Mahomes is going to play? And if so, how do you go about preparing for him?
Well, yeah, definitely. I definitely think he's going to play. But going about that, really just sticking to our keys. We got to contain the QB, obviously, and he has a lot of weapons with Kelce and Hill. So just trying to contain those guys and getting pressure on the QB.
Talking to Taron Johnson, you know, when I talk to current and former Bills players, they all talk about the mentality and the attitude inside of your locker room and how much of that comes from the head coach, Sean McDermott. How would you describe what that mentality is, and what is he like to play for?
He wants dogs, and that's what he preaches. He wants you to be fearless out there, and just having a coach like that helps me, because that's how I want to play. You know, I want to play fearless, and that's what I've been doing. And our whole team has been doing that, and hopefully we continue to do it.
I want to go back to that, about you playing fearlessly and that you've got some dog in you, because you've played through some serious injury. But when you talk about the head coach wanting a bunch of dogs, what's it like? Like Josh Allen, would you consider him? Is he a guy that has that dog mentality? And if it's your quarterback and your leader, how valuable is it to have a guy like that who's got a dog mentality?
It's incredible. You know, his competition, the way he competes out there is ridiculous. You want a guy that has a whole lot of heart and that fights tooth and nail to win that play, win that drive, and win the game.
Taron Johnson is my guest. All right, so from the outside looking in, it seems like there's a serious toughness to that entire team, and a big part of that is you. For example, back in 2018, you were dealing with a shoulder injury, and it kept coming. It kept popping in and out of socket, and you kept playing right through it and all the pain. Like, why was that, and why was it so important for you to be out there?
Really, one, to help my team win, first and foremost, and two, I mean, I was a rookie, you know. I wanted to really try and prove myself and just show everything that I can do, even if I was a little banged up.
All right, so there's a little banged up, and then there's your shoulder popping in and out all the time. You know, I mean, there's a mentality of being a rookie and wanting to stick and to make your point, but this mentality that I'm going to be out there no matter what, did that start in college? Did it start in high school? Does that go all the way back to Pop Warner? Where did the mindset come from?
Oh, man. That mindset probably came probably my high school years, my early high school years, just really wanting to play. Like, in high school, I was a safety, you know, and I seen how guys like Troy Polamalu coming downhill, just how they played, you know. They weren't huge guys, and I'm not necessarily a big guy, but just playing with that fearless mentality is huge, and it's helped me tremendously.
Taron Johnson, my guest. Speaking of high school, your head coach there is Herb Berry. He coached you at Sheldon High in Sacramento, and he had a great quote. He said, quote, the one thing, he's talking about you now, the one thing he had more than anybody else was hustle. I mean, he just never stopped. In practice, we always had to tell him to slow down. He was so physical and so fast and played so hard all the time. We literally had to tell him to chill out. He was just so competitive, end quote. So here's what I want to know, like that motor that where you never, ever stop, how much of that is just God-given and something you're born with, and how much of that is something you can create and generate?
I'm not really sure. I feel like it's just want to, you know? How bad do you want to make that play? And being in shape, you know, being in shape and want to. So it's really just about your heart, your will, and that's something that I feel like is one of my strengths, and I plan on doing this weekend, hopefully in the Super Bowl, and years to come, hopefully.
Taron Johnson joining me for a few more moments. So you go to Weber State, and you know how it is. Like, you never know where you're going to find a great player. They can be at any of these Power 5 schools. They can be at a blue-chip program. But there are a lot of amazing players in smaller schools or mid-majors that you wouldn't think about. What was your mindset at Weber State? Like, were you thinking NFL from the time you got there? Did you think that was a long shot? What were the types of things you thought of when you stepped on campus?
Honestly, I did kind of think it was a long shot at the time, but when I was recruiting, when I was being recruited, the coach said, whatever you want to do at these big schools, you can do right here. And he had happened to have coached guys who have went on to go to the NFL. So just him believing in me, meant everything to me. So just having that kind of coach around me is, I feel like, what helped me get to where I am today.
I thought you guys had a number of huge plays defensively, like lots of playmakers on that side of the ball that showed a big last week. Micah Hyde is a guy I've got a lot of respect for. He said something great about you. He said, quote, he's one of those guys that you can take into a dark alley with you. That's one of those things that he brings to the table, and we all love that about him. I mean, he made that statement like when you were a rookie, what did it mean to you to get the respect of the vets and to create that kind of impression upon them as a rookie?
Honestly, it's just, I mean, I'm just grateful that they see me that way, and I just want to continue to have them put their trust in me.
All right, so it sounds to me like you've got this thing, you're taking a very business approach, and it's very matter of fact. You're 48 hours out from a chance to play for a chance to play in the Super Bowl. How are you approaching that? I mean, are you approaching that like that's the biggest thing ever, or are you going to convince yourself it's just another game?
I'd say a little bit of both. You know, my nerves get on me a little bit. I try not to look at social media throughout the week, but I know how big the game is. But just not looking at social media, not really listening to what anybody else has to say. I look at it, I approach it the same way as I approach every game, and how I approach every game is that it's a huge game. So just keeping that same mentality, and just every game is big. And this one is the biggest because it's the next one.
All right, so finally, I know Sacramento pretty well. It's a great town. I love that town. It's been great for our business. And I love Buffalo. As somebody from California, Northern California, that every player that's ever come through Buffalo, I ask this of, but man, what's the experience like? What's it like for you to live in that town, work in that town, and have the support of the Mafia? This year's different because of the pandemic and the fans aren't there, but you know what the Bills Mafia is all about. What's that experience been like for you as a Buffalo Bill?
I mean, I love it. These fans have so much energy and so much pride for the Buffalo Bills. And I'm excited that we're winning and that we have a chance to get what they've been wanting for years now. Just having that backbone, that support is huge for this city.
All right, so this team is somewhere where it has not been since 1993. They're a game away from playing in the Super Bowl, but they've got to handle their business first. Taron, I know it's a really, really busy week. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate you making time to come on this show so close to the game. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great to have you. Taron Johnson, really good player, And he did make one of the all-time great plays last week. 101-yard pick six. Housed it.